This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Emergency room wait times in Ontario have increased by 67% in the past 5 years, a new report has found. The study by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives found that 90% of patients waited 4.5 hours for an initial assessment at ERs across Ontario in 2024 and 2025, up from 2.7 hours 5 years prior. And while the report goes on to state the rise in ER wait times is directly tied to a flawed funding model by the province, at Haliburton Highlands Health Services, treating patients in a timely and effective manner is a delicate balance made more challenging by daily and seasonal fluctuations in ER visits. Victoria Missio, Interim Chief Nursing Executive for HHS, recently sat down with Canoe FM to explain how patients are cared for in the emergency department, the systems in place that prioritize treatment, and to dispel the myth that it's first come, first served.
I think HHS is experiencing some of the same challenges and some unique ones given our rural context. So like many other emergency departments, we utilize the Canadian Triage and Acuity Scale to triage our patients. This is a five-level framework. It helps us to prioritize patient care based on the acuity of a patient's presenting symptoms. This score is assigned by an experienced and specially trained registered nurse at our triage desk. So the cool thing is it's utilized in emergency departments across Canada and internationally, and it's also used in pre-hospital settings by paramedics, which enables us all to speak the same language. It ensures that patients with the highest need are treated first and also predicts how long patients can safely wait. CTAS stands for the Canadian Triage and Acuity Scale, and it is a five-level framework. The highest level, so a level one would be someone requiring resuscitation, up to a level five, which is considered non-urgent. We've set up a fast track space in our department that helps to sort of support flow, and it helps us to move some of our less critical patients through more quickly. But our wait times really are driven by the needs of the patients presenting to the department on any given day. So if we have patients coming in who are very sick and sort of require that all hands on deck approach, our wait times increase. If we have patients coming who are present with more minor ailments, the department flow is much quicker. So you'll hear people someday, they'll say, well, I was in and out in an hour. It was so fast. And other times for the same ailment, they may wait for. It really just depends on the patients we have coming on any given day. I did want to highlight, we have a wait time board that's updated hourly in the department. And I think that's great. But if, you know, the update happens and all of a sudden we have a patient who we would call a CTAS 1, which would be our sickest patients, arrive with paramedics, they may require all of the departmental resources to ensure that that patient receives the care they need to survive. I always say if the department is quiet and no one can be seen at the desk, it often means that the team is caring for a very sick patient or patients in our trauma rooms, which are at the back of the department. I also think that in an ED setting, you never really want to be that first patient seen, as it often means you are the sickest.
What makes an emergency department experience in Haliburton a bit different than in other centers is that the population here explodes in the summer months from around 22,000 to more than double that when cottagers and tourists flock to the region for some sun and fun. Missio says the summer influx of people has a dramatic effect on HHS too.
So we definitely see more people in the summer, long weekends and holidays throughout the year. Our average daily volumes can actually double during the peak times. We do bring on an additional RN. We have a transfer shift that is 11 to 11, and physician hours are also extended during the peak volumes in the summer. I did want to highlight, unfortunately, we can't provide wait time information over the phone because we do receive sometimes phone calls for that. But I do encourage, you know, if those people that you need to come, you need to be seen, please do. But come prepared to wait. So if you have children in tow, bring activities for the kids, snacks, you know, if you're diabetic, or for the kids if they're able, charging cords for electronics. I always think if you have it, hopefully you won't need it.
In addition to the new minor cases triage room, HHS has also added a room specifically for those coming to the emergency experiencing mental health crises. Missio says these changes help with the patient flow and subsequent wait times.
We want patients to receive high quality care in our community. And we want to thank our community very much for their patience these last few months while we've been under renovation, because we've lost some space in Emerge while they have been renovating to improve the space that we have and to include a mental health facility or a room for patients presenting in crisis. So we have found that everyone has been very kind, and we really appreciate that because we know that it's been a challenge and has also slowed things down. So short-term pain for hopefully long-term gain.
Missio says that every person who comes into HHS emergency is a unique patient with unique needs. When patients come in, they're understandably anxious and most likely don't want to have to be there. She adds that's why patient-centered care here is uppermost to staff, no matter the severity of the patient's medical issues. As well, in our region, there are other medical care options available.
Patients presenting to the merge are truly unique. Their visits are unscheduled. Patients are often anxious and distressed. It's not where they envision themselves that day. It's often not where they want to be. They're concerned about their loved ones, you know, if they're coming to visit. Patient care providers are often strangers, maybe not during the non-peak times, you know, we're often serving our community, but during the surge times. And patients are experiencing all different types of emergencies, right? We see some things as minor as sore throats, and then we see major things like cardiac issues, stroke, and traumas. The one thing I want to say is we recognize that sometimes the emergency department is the only option available to the people in our community, and we will never turn anyone away. But we do have access to the Kawartha North Urgent Care Clinic in Minden. There are also some virtual options available out there as well, such as Maple. And I know the medical center here offers same-day appointments for rostered patients with the doc of the day when you call early. So if you're sort of calling around 8:30, they can sometimes accommodate same-day appointments.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.